This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله فإن خير الزاد التقوى. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's khutbah, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are going to take a journey in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reflect on a few verses. But before we do so, I want to ask you two questions that each of you will answer to himself. Do you really want Allah to forgive you? Do you want His maghfirah? And the second question is, do you really want the Jannah? Now I want you to pay attention to the key word in the question, because of course everybody said to himself, yes. But if you were to highlight the key word, which is really, do you really want the maghfirah, the forgiveness of Allah and His Jannah? Really? Because now you need to look at your actions. Because actions speak louder than words. All your actions, the actions of somebody who is striving to get the maghfirah, the forgiveness of Allah, are your actions somebody who is striving to get to the Jannah? The reality of really is a scary reality for a lot of us. Nevertheless, so we can be successful, so we can get the maghfirah, the forgiveness of Allah and His Jannah, inshallah, we're going to mention the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can do that. In Surah Ali Imran chapter 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in verse 133, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And race to the maghfirah, the forgiveness of your Lord, and His Jannah that is as vast as the heavens and the earth. It has been created for the muttaqeen, for those who are pious and have fear of Allah. When we reflect on this verse, we need to first of all remind ourselves that if we really want the Jannah, we have to strive for it, we have to race for it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do in this verse. Wasari'u, race for it, strive for it. And we know that the Jannah, it's not going to be something easy. It's something you have to work for. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that very clear to us when he told us that the Jannah has been surrounded by al-makarih, by the difficulties, by some things you might dislike. Jannah has been surrounded by these things. وَحُفَّتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ, and the hellfire has been surrounded by the lust and the desires. So it's not going to be easy. If you really want the Jannah, you have to strive for it. It has to show in your actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all throughout the Quran, He tells us about the description of the Jannah. Here just something very simple about the Jannah. But all through the Quran, the description of the Jannah, the description of the hellfire, of the Jahannam. In order to have our hearts attached to the Jannah, and to make us strive for it, and to make us strive to stay away from the hellfire. Then something very, very important that we don't reflect on. At the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been created for the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah, those who have taqwa. And here we need to sit and ask ourselves another question. Because when we read the Quran like we're supposed to, we need to reflect on its meanings. We need to sit and ask ourselves. When Allah tells us, "Uddat al-muttaqin," it's been created for those who fear Allah. Are we honestly from the muttaqin? Do we deserve Jannah? Once again, we'll look at our actions. The scholars of Islam said the taqwa, أن تجعل بينك وبين عذاب الله وقايا, to put a barrier between yourself and the punishment of Allah. Look at your actions. With your actions, have you put this barrier between yourself and between the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? If not, constantly remind yourself that the Jannah has been created for the muttaqeen. If you're not from them, is the Jannah for you? Who are the muttaqeen? What are some of their characteristics? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the next verse. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who give at the time of ease and the time of difficulty, and those who restrain their anger, and those who forgive the others, and verily Allah loves the doers of good. The ones who give at the time of ease and difficulty, because it's easy to give at the time of ease when you have money, but when the times are rough and the ummah needs money, the masjid needs money, your brothers in Syria need money, wherever it is, the ummah's in need, it's difficult, you don't have that much money, that's when it becomes difficult. That's the true test. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-sadaqatu burhan, that the sadaqah is burhan, it's evidence of your iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will never gain the birr, which is all that is good. You will never gain the birr until you give from that which you love. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he told us to fear the nar, to fear the hellfire, he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى, and fear the hellfire even if it's with a half of a date, something that small. You have to give from what you love. The second characteristic, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, the one who restrains his anger. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرَعَ وَإِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسُهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ, that the one who can wrestle and beat people down, he's not the strong one. The strong one is the one who can restrain himself at the time of anger. He can control his anger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that the one who restrains his anger solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنْقِذَهُ, he has the ability to do something about it. Meaning he's somebody who has power, somebody who has the ability to get revenge. But he restrains his anger. For Allah, what's going to happen to him on the Day of Judgment? يُنَادِيهِ Allah أَمَامِ الْخَلَائِقِ, Allah will call him in front of all of the creation. يُخَيِّرُهُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ مَا شَاءَ, Allah will let him choose from the Hur al-Ain what he wants. The one who restrains his anger. How many difficulties have we fallen into in our lives because we couldn't control our angers? وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the minbar saying, Irhamu turhamu, اغفروا يغفر الله لكم, have mercy, Allah will have mercy with you. Forgive and Allah will forgive you. Allah tells us, وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم, and forgive and forget. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? If we really want to be from the muttaqeen, we have to forgive and forget our brothers. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But the best of the Muslim is the one who forgives. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that the one who starts with the salam after they've had a difference of opinion and they're not giving salams to one another, he said, "Wa khayruhum man bada bis salam." And the best of them is the one who starts with the salam. To forgive and forgive you, forget what your brothers have done for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was sitting in a majlis, sitting in a sitting with his companions radiallahu anhum, he said, a man from the people of Jannah will come through the door. When he came through, it's nobody famous. It wasn't Abu Bakr, it wasn't Umar. It wasn't one of the famous Sahaba, nobody really knew him. When Abdullah ibn Amr followed him and saw what he did from his actions, didn't see anything special, he asked him, he said, what is it that made you from the people of Jannah? What did you do that was so special? He said, I don't know that I do anything special except for that I don't sleep at night. Except for there's nothing in my heart against the Muslims. Any Muslim. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And then what does Allah say about these who have the characteristics of good? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. If you become from the muhsineen, from the doers of good, Allah will love you. And then when we reflect on the beauty of the Qur'an and the mercy of our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala and His kindness, His lutf, He's the Latif, the Kareem, Ar-Rahim subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells us something in the next verse, verse 135. Because we said the Jannah, it's not going to be easy to get there. So the Muttaqeen, Allah showed us some of their characteristics. And then He says in the next verse, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who do that which is immoral or oppress themselves by sinning. The muttaqeen. Are you sure? The muttaqeen, he's talking about subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they do that which is immoral, because there's no angels. We're not angels from the human beings. We're not angels. We're going to fall into sin. The Prophet ﷺ told us very clearly, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمُ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the children of Adam make mistakes. But the best of those who make the mistakes are those who are constantly repenting. So even the muttaqeen are going to fall into that which is sinful. They're going to have shortcomings. But the difference between the muttaqeen and between the others, pay attention to the rest of the verse. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. What do they do now? They've oppressed themselves. They've done that which is immoral. First step, ذكر الله. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has the taqwa. He fell into the trap of shaitan. But the taqwa makes him remember Allah immediately. Step two, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Step two, they make istighfar for their sins. After remembering Allah, then they make istighfar for their sins. And Allah reminds us about the importance of tawheed. The importance of only turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of this verse when He says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who can forgive the sins other than Allah? Why return to anybody else other than Allah? As some of those who claim to be Muslims do. And then the third step. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they do not persist on doing what they're doing while they know. These are the muttaqeen. When they fall into sin, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they race to make istighfar for their sins, and then they do not persist on continuing to do it. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnah. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to race towards His maghfirah, His forgiveness, and to race towards His Jannah, and He told us some of the characteristics of the muttaqeen, who the Jannah has been prepared for, and what they do when they fall into shortcomings, into sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse 136, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجَرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Subhanallah. And these people, that they are the muttaqeen, the characteristics that we mentioned, those who are racing, their reward is the paradise, the gardens, from which beneath rivers flow, to be there eternally. And what a great reward for those who strive, for those who work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we go home today and we reflect on what we have learned, we need to constantly remind ourselves of the importance of reflecting on the meanings of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just to read it for barakah and to finish it. We need to reflect on the meanings that it has in it. We need to reflect on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the constant reminder of the greatness of the Jannah. And that Jannah is going to be for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who strive for Him. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a difficult path. But through the ikhlas and through trying and striving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That verily those who strive for us, we will guide them to our ways, and verily Allah is with the doers of good. Allah will be with you, Allah will assist you, if you have ikhlas and you strive for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to constantly remind ourselves of the characteristics of the muttaqeen, to make these our characteristics. Next time we become angry, والكاذمين الغيظ, remember when we need to give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember those who give at the time of ease and the time of difficulty. We control our anger and we forgive our brothers. We forgive them for what they have done to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to receive the mercy and the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم علم رحيم الله وإياكم أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكة الكرام فقال عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي بواحدة صلى الله عليها بعشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين.